Right now, we're going to go to someone who matters. There's like four names in Washington in the polling business that matter. One guy's name is Wasserman, and there's Anthony over at CBS, blah, blah, blah. We have Greg Giroux. He can bring a bar conversation to a complete halt.
Yeah, exactly.
He's that nerdy. Greg, I'm not even going to try to be smart. Tell me which election I need to focus on with David Westin Tuesday night.
Pennsylvania U.S. Senate race, I think. I mean, just there's so much drama around that race. Is Dr. Oz going to win, or is
right.
John Fetterman going to win? It's one of the three or four closest Senate races in the country.
Explain the turnout in Joe Biden's Scranton, the turnout in Pittsburgh, the turnout where the train moves in Altoona, somewhat near Rolling Rock, and explain the turnout in the suburbs of Philadelphia, how that works for Oz Fetterman.
Yeah, so the Democrats' biggest vote blocks are in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh and in the kind of collar counties ringing Philadelphia, you know, Bucks County, Montgomery County, areas that used to be ancestrally Republican that are now trending Democratic. But a lot of western Pennsylvania that used to be very Democratic is now trending very Republican, like Westmoreland County, for example. And then you've got kind of swing areas like, you know, northeastern PA, Monroe County, Lackawanna County, used to be very Democratic, that where Trump has made inroads, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, that area. And Joe Biden, being a Scranton guy, is going to have a much more than a parochial interest in that election as well.
Absolutely. So, you know, Greg, we think about those key states like Pennsylvania, you've been telling us about Nevada, Georgia. When all shakes out, is the assumption in your Washington, D.C., that the Republicans come Wednesday morning will be in control of both the House and the Senate?
I think they're much stronger position in the House. I mean, they only need a net gain of five seats there in midterm elections. Since the end of World War II, the White House's party has lost an average of 26.
Just
need one-fifth of that gain. I think they'll get there. I think the Senate's a closer call. There are just so many races on a knife's edge. I mean, there's still so many possibilities. You've got the possibility that Georgia could go again to a runoff election in a month.
Right.
You know, some late counts could drag on. But so, you know, good night. Republicans could win, you know, 52 seats. But, you know, Democrats could, you know, I think they're hoping for a 50-50 deadlock again, and with Kamala Harris being the tie-breaking vote.
What's the most purple state?
If you go just strictly by recent presidential elections, it could be Wisconsin. That's the only state that
really
was decided by one point in both the 2016 and 2020 presidential elections. That's one of the five closest Senate races as well. Republican Ron Johnson against Democrat Mandela Barnes. It looks like Johnson may have pulled a little bit ahead there. Excuse me, but yeah, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania is right up there, and Arizona,
okay, but,
Georgia.
But the Democrats need to get Milwaukee out, right?
They do.
Okay.
Yes.
How? What's the mechanism to do that, Greg Giroux?
Well, the mechanism to do it is to bring in surrogates like, you know, Barack Obama, which Democrats have done. And in like any other kind of big metropolitan areas is, try and make the election more of a choice than a referendum. These midterm elections are more often referendums on the governing administration, and Democrats are trying to make this more of a choice election between the two parties rather than an up or down vote on the Biden administration, the latter of which Democrats would not win. They'd fare much better in a choice election than a referendum election.
Hey, Greg, here in the Empire State, New York, are we going to get a new governor here, do you think?
You very well may. It seems like it's really tightened up. It's still some polls have it really, really tight. And, I'll tell you what, from the U.S. House races I'm watching in New York, New York's going to be a big player in the House races. Two or three close races on Long Island, three in the Hudson Valley, one in Syracuse. And Republicans are running anti-Kathy Hochul ads in those districts and anti-Biden ads. These are districts that Biden won, so it's clear that the Democratic lead in New York is not what it used to be, at least in this election.
Greg, we want to talk to you every single day before the election. You can have one day off. You pick what it is.
Sunday.
Greg Giroux, who owns the high ground on all this chit chat.
He goes down to the county level in like upstate.
It's sick.
That?